Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. So glad to have you join us as we take a look at the book. Of course, the book we're talking about is the Word of God, the Bible. Our subject as we study together at this time is going to be angels and prophecy. Sound pretty interesting? Indeed, angels and prophecy is a very interesting subject. In fact, the most used word in the book of Revelation is either angel or angels. Those two words together make up the largest usage of any word in the book of Revelation. Well, we'd like to have you study with us about angels and Christians. You know, we have a special relationship with angels. We're going to study about that, and I'll come back in a moment and tell you how you can get your own copy of Angels and Prophecy. It's a 5-hour audio series on CD. We'll tell you how to get it in just a moment. But right now, get your Bibles handy. Let's study about angels and Christians.
Now there's one other strand of the human family, Gentiles, Jews, and Christians. And now we're going to talk about angels and Christians. And I've told you that they're good angels, they're holy angels in the heavenlies under the direction of God the Father, and they're evil angels right here in the first heaven under the direction of Satan, who was the leader of all of those fallen angels that came down to that location, and that's their habitation. With that thought in mind, I hope I haven't totally confused you. With that thought in mind, where we are right now is I want to think with you, the time we have left this morning, about God's plan for his angels for the Christian and Satan's plan for his angels. Look over at Hebrews chapter 1. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1. Quite interestingly, if you study the first chapter of Hebrews, you say it talks a lot about angels in the first 14 verses. It's talking and endeavoring to lay out about angels, and this is God's plan for angels that I'm starting with now, God's plan for angels for Christians. To do what? To be fellow servants to get the redemption story out. Now, in chapter 1, we see that he talks about angels being in existence and Jesus Christ coming into existence as well. And he's going to now bring to our attention that Jesus Christ, though created and brought onto the earth at a lower level than angels, is much higher, much better, more important than angels. In fact, it was Jesus Christ, not the angels, who created all of things. He gets to the conclusion of this discussion about angels in verse 14, the last verse of chapter 1 of Hebrews, and he makes a very interesting statement upon which I'm thinking with you now, how God is partnering with his angels and us to reach the world with the redemptive story before it's eternally too late. Look what he says in verse 14 as he says about angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? There it is. Laid down in the scriptures, not for question, a direct statement made about angels. These angels, these holy angels in the heavenlies, created to serve God, delegated to come to the earth and be fellow servants with us, to minister alongside of us and to minister to us. In other words, guardian angels. I've been so impressed. And I know there must be something wrong with it, and I just keep looking at it, and I find things that I question just a little bit. With this program, I think it's on NBC, called Touched by an Angel. You had opportunity to see it. But what has really impressed me is the proliferation of things about angels today. Because of misinformation, I wanted to spend this time studying angels. And one of those points of misinformation is guardian angels. We, I believe, the scriptures teach, have guardian angels. I think they're delegated that responsibility when we're babies. Where do you get that from? Well, jot a note down. I don't have time to search the whole Bible with you. But look up Matthew 18:10, where Jesus, a pretty good authority, Jesus, isn't it? Where Jesus says, take care of those little children. Be careful, because their angels in heaven can look into the face of God. So from little babies, guardian angels. Hebrews 1:14, angels are to minister to us that know Christ as Lord and Savior. You know what Psalm 91 verses 10 and 11 says? Again, I'm not going to take you to all these portions of Scripture, but jot them down or get the tape letter and go back and do your research. Psalm 91. The devil thought it was a pretty good promise because he used it on Jesus at the time of temptation. He takes Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple. He said, jump off, Jesus. Martin and I have been to the pinnacle of the temple. We've looked there. I think about it every time. He said, Jesus, jump off. Don't worry about it. The angels will take care of you. Because that was a principle in the Old Testament. In Psalm, it says the angels. By the way, he was misquoting. That verse wasn't saying that you provoke angels to take care. I don't mean you stand in the middle of 75 saying, see if you can hit me, fella. I got an angel going to take care of me. That's not what he's talking about. But when we're in those problems, when we're in those troubles, angels dispatch, guardian angels. Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. Remember that? There's old Daniel, 85 years old. Now, the babies, Matthew 18, Connie Jensen, good to see you, buddy. The angels, boy, been an angel with you, I guarantee, man. The angels, here they are. Daniel, 85 years of age, comes out of the Babylonian captivity, enters the Medo-Persian captivity in the Medo-Persian Empire. He's a leader, but he doesn't bow his knee. And he prays three times a day, as he always has. And when they put up this obelisk, something like the Washington Monument, and say, pray to that, Daniel says, no, sir. As I have in the past, so I will now. And he goes three times a day, and he looks out towards Jerusalem, and he prays, just like the Orthodox do today. Well, that got him in a bit of hot water. Not hot water, actually, in a lion's den is where it got him. And he dropped him in the lion's den, and these lions, ready to eat him alive, and all of a sudden, Daniel 6, 22. Now, I kind of dress things up a little bit, but it says it here. You can look it up if you don't believe me. It says that an angel shut the mouth of those lions, gave them lockjaw so he couldn't be eaten up. Didn't open up the jaws until they brought Daniel out of there, and then those people who had put him in there, the men and their wives and their kids, they brought them over to the lion's den, throw them in. The angel departed, and those lions' mouths opened up, and they chopped those people up and ate them all up. But an angel. Oh, remember Acts? Let's go from the Old Testament to New Testament. Daniel's a pretty good personality in the Old Testament. Good personality in the New Testament, Peter. Peter goes out to start to preach the gospel. Herod, one of the Herods, not Herod the Great, but one of his sons or grandsons, is in charge. Killed James, the brother of John, son of Zebedee, Acts chapter 12. Peter's in jail. He's laying chained to two guards, and all of a sudden it says, Acts 12, I'm not making something up, this is not mystical, an angel appeared, unlocked his chains, and said, Peter, they're having a prayer meeting over here for you to get out of jail. Go on over to the prayer meeting and break that thing up, man. And so Peter did. He bumps over to the prayer meeting, knocks on the door, and they're in intense prayer inside, you know. Say, Rhonda, would you go see who that is at the door? We're having prayer. I don't know who in the world's interrupting us. And so she runs to the door. She, Peter, forgets to open the door. Peter's out there. And I said, he is not out there. He's in jail. We're here praying for him. He said, no, he's out. He said, no, that's not Peter. That is his angel. Angels. to take care of us. Angels to intercede for us. Angels, oh man, to preserve us so we can do the mission. You know what else angels do? Look over at Revelation chapter 5.
Thank you so very much for joining us as we have taken a look at the book. The subject, Angels and Prophecy. By the way, that's the title to my 5-hour audio series on CD that will help you understand the entire scope of angels as it relates to God's Word, and in particular, in Bible prophecy. If you'd like to have your copy of Angels and Prophecy, you can call our toll-free number and make your order. That toll-free number is in effect across America. The number is 877-674-3298. Or you can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and order your copy of the 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Angels and Prophecy. Again, the number, 877-674-3298, or go to our website at prophecytoday.com. I'm so grateful that you could join us as we've had time to study about angels and prophecy. And I'm convinced when you get the entire study and come to a conclusion of how angels will play a role in end-time prophecy, you'll agree with me. The return of the Lord with the rapture of the church is about to take place. In fact, at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...